Welcome to the next leg of our journey. We begin tractate Pesachim, the tractate that deals Maseches Pesachim, the tractate that deals with Pesach. And actually, this tractate is divided into three basic parts. The first part of the tractate talks about the laws of chametz, leavened products, and matzah, particularly the prohibition for a person to eat, to derive benefit, or to even have chametz in their property. The second part of the Masechta of the tractate talks about the laws of the Karban Pesach, the Paschal sacrifice. And the third part talks about the laws, the customs, and the details of the actual Passover Seder, the Pesach Seder night. The tractate begins speaking about the obligation for bedikas chametz, to search one's house for chametz, and the Mishnah says, Or la'arba asar, the evening of the 14th, that means the night before the Passover Seder, bot kinesa chametz la'ar haner, we search for chametz in our homes, our businesses, la'ar haner, to the light of a candle. Why do we search? Because we're scared that people, there's many different reasons, but we're scared that maybe people left around chametz, and if there's chametz laying around, a person may absentmindedly grab some chametz and eat it on Pesach. So we search our homes to make sure there is no chametz, and therefore a person won't come to violate the prohibition of eating chametz on Pesach. Now why do we search at the night before Pesach? At that point, a person's still allowed to eat chametz, derive benefit from chametz. It doesn't become prohibited until the next morning. The answer is because, number one, at night, people are home, so it was a more convenient time to institute this obligation. Number two, the obligation is to search with a light, and the contrast of a candle is more substantial and starker when it is the nighttime. And the Mishnah continues, one does not have to search their entire house. It really depends what area in the house it is. If it's a place where a person brings chametz, or even if there's children that may have brought chametz there, then one has to do bedika, one needs to search it. But any place where one does not bring chametz into there, they do not need to search it. So for example, if a person has an attic where they store stuff, but no one ever brings food up there, they don't have to check that by bedikas chametz. Says the Mishnah, if that is true, that a person only has to search an area where a person may have brought chametz in, Lama amru shtei shiros b'martef, why did the rabbis say that a person has to search two rows in the wine cellar? A wine cellar is not a place that a person brings chametz. So the Mishnah answers, Mekom shemachnisim bo chametz. The institution that one is obligated to search the area of their wine cellar is an area in the wine cellar where one may have brought chametz leavened products. So perhaps one is in the middle of a meal and they wanted one, they went down and in their hand there was a sandwich, there was a piece of cake, there was a cookie. So any area where one may have brought chametz, they need to search. Now how far is that? How deep is it? Beishamai omrim, Beishamai says, Shtei shuros apnei kol hamartif. They need to search the first two rows. Now, the way it worked was that there was barrels right to left, wall to wall, floor to ceiling, many rows deep. So the opinion of Beis Shammai is that they have to check the first two rows. That means right to left, floor to ceiling, the first two rows. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says, Shtei shuros hachitzono she'en ha'alyonos. They don't obligate a person to check so deep. All a person has to check are the top two rows of the first row of their wine cellar, because we don't assume that somebody placed chametz any deeper than that. So that's the disagreement between Shammai and Beis Hillel, but the fundamental principle is the same. A person really only has to check, they have to do bedikah on a place where they brought chametz. So God willing, Pesach is not that far off, and a person really needs to think about the areas in their house that they brought chametz in, they didn't bring chametz into, and any area they possibly brought chametz into, that is an area that they need to do bedikah, they need to search for the chametz. Wishing you an amazing day.